KJAN Sports.
And good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, taking a look at area boys golf action from Friday, the AHSTW Vikings came away with a home victory over Riverside. The Vikes won with the best low team score of 183. The Bulldogs wrapped up a score of 206. Riverside's Tyler Kruger shot a 39, which gave him the medalist title. Dustin Engel earned the runner-up score with a round of 44 for AHSTW. In girls' action at AHSTW, the home team shot a total round of 221. Riverside failed to qualify a team score. The Bulldogs' Alyssa Brink won medalist with her round of 50, while Taylor Madden led AHSTW with a score of 54, which was good for the runner-up position. In a Western Iowa Conference boys' dual golf meet on Friday, Trainer bested Audubon 176-211 at the Trainer Recreation Area. Nathan Hill led the Cardinals with the best score of 35. Mickey Williamson shot the low round for Audubon at 52. In a track and field event held in Creston, the Athletic Trojans were victorious at the Creston Panther Relays with three event wins under their belt and a total score of 108.5 points. First place finishes for Athletic included those from Alec Hayes in the high jump, Grant Reed in the 110-meter high hurdles, and Phoenix Shadden in the 3200. In second place, team scoring was North Polk with 104.5 points. Third place went to Clarinda with 80 points. Harlan's score of 68.5 was good for fourth place, while Earlham placed fifth with 53 points. Rounding out the rest of the 10-team field in sixth through 10th places, respectively, was Shenandoah, Mount Air, Creston, Ishtabatna, and Red Oak. At the Eagle Relays in Underwood, the home squad defended their turf with 118 total points. Trainer was a distant second with 67. Logan Magnolia was third with 64, followed by St. Albert, West Central Valley, Griswold, Woodbine, Fremont Mills, and Thomas Jefferson in the 16-team meet. And at the Glidden Ralston co-ed meet in Carroll, the Audubon boys and Coon Rapids girls were winners in team scoring. The Audubon boys racked up 169 points. Coon Rapids Baird placed second with 110. Glidden Ralston was third with 108 points, followed by Arweva and Guthrie Center to round out the top five in the 8-team meet. And at the East Sac County Raider Relays in Wall Lake, the IKM Manning girls finished second while the boys were fifth. In soccer action Friday, in girls scoring, it was Council Bluffs TJ over Sioux City North 3-1, Sioux City East beating Glenwood 4-0, and Council Bluffs St. Albert was a 2-1 winner over Tri-Center. In boys soccer, Denison Schleswig beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 8-2. Missouri Valley was a 1-0 winner over Trainer, and Tri-Center down St. Albert in overtime 2-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball action Friday, it was Omaha beating New Orleans 3-0. Round Rock defeating the I-Cubs by a score of 8-6. Today's action will pit Omaha at New Orleans at 7 p.m. and Iowa at Round Rock at 7:05. And those same teams will play Sunday afternoon, just after 2 p.m. In Major League Baseball action, the Atlanta Braves and Minnesota Twins are winless no more. The Braves had been 0-9 until they rallied from a 3-0 deficit in a 6-3 victory at Miami. The Braves avoided tying their longest season-opening losing streak since 1988. The Twins also rallied to win after Tommy Malone gave up homers to Albert Pujols and Cole Calhoun in the 7th inning. Byung-ho Park doubled home the tie-breaking run in the bottom of the 8th inning to push Minnesota past the Angels 5-4. The Twins' 0-9 start was the worst in team history. The Washington Nationals are a Major League best 8-1 following their 6th consecutive win. Bryce Harper belted a 2-run homer, and Jason Worth was 2-for-5 with a 3-run double and 2 runs scored as the Nats blasted the Phillies 9-1 in Philadelphia. The Chicago Cubs had been a Major League best 8-1 until Chad Bettis allowed 3 hits over 6 shutout innings of Colorado's 6-1 win at Wrigley Field. Third baseman Chris Bryant had 2 of the Cubs' 4 errors, including a poor throw on a bunt attempt to allow a run in the 7th inning. The Dodgers were winners on Jackie Robinson Day as Enrique Hernandez hit a pair of solo homers and a 2-run double, all off of Madison Bumgarner, in a 7-3 victory against San Francisco. Elsewhere in the ballparks, it was Kansas City doubling up on Oakland 4-2 as Edison Volquez combined with 3 relievers on a 6-hitter. Baltimore trailed 5-1 before erupting for 9 runs in the 7th inning and an 11-5 clobbering of Texas. Matt Holliday hit 2 of the St. Louis Cardinals' 6 home runs in a 14-3 blowout win over Cincinnati in St. Louis. Aldemus Diaz, Randall Grichuk, Brandon Moss, and Matt Adams also went deep in support of Carlos Martinez, who allowed Joey Votto's 3-run blast and 5 other hits in 7 frames. Ryan Braun cracked a pair of two-run homers, and Jimmy Nelson gave up two earned runs and four hits in six innings to lead Milwaukee to a 7-4 victory at Pittsburgh. Michael Conforto, Alejandro Diaza, Jonas Cepedes, and Neil Walker homered, while the New York Mets built a 6-1 lead in their 6-5 win over Cleveland. Also in the MLB, it was Houston beating Detroit 1-0 behind Dallas Keuchel, who gave up five hits in eight innings. Chris Iannetta smacked a two-run homer and had three RBIs to highlight Seattle's offense in a 7-1 rout of the Yankees in New York. Travis Shaw laced a two-run double, and David Ortiz had two RBIs as Boston downed Toronto 5-3. Chris Sale struck out nine and needed just 92 pitches to complete a two-hitter in Chicago White Sox's 2-0 shutout of Tampa Bay. Phil Gosselin singled home the tie-breaking run in the ninth inning before Brad Ziegler worked in and out of one out, bases-loaded situation in the bottom half to preserve Arizona's 3-2 decision over San Diego. In NBA news, the league will begin selling jersey sponsorships in 2017-2018, becoming the first major North American league sports to put partners' logos on players' uniforms. The three-year trial will take effect when the league's contract with Nike begins. The patches will appear on the front left of the jersey opposite Nike's logo, and they'll measure 2.5 by about 2.5 inches. Logos appear on international and MLS soccer jerseys, and many athletes in individual sports wear their sponsors' attire in competition. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said this step was inevitable as the additional revenue generator. WNBA teams already have logos. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says a North Carolina law that limits anti-discrimination protections for lesbian, gay, and transgender people remains problematic for the league, that is, but he says there's no decision on moving next year's All-Star game out of Charlotte. Silver said that owners discussed the law during their two-day meetings and the league wants to be involved in helping to protect those it discriminates against. That's a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.